This is Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba, unlocking essential advice, opinions, and key issues that affect South Africa's small business community.
Welcome to yet another edition of the Small Business Conversations podcast, MoneyWeb's weekly SME show highlighting critical issues affecting South Africa's small business environment. Short-term insurer Santam has recently announced the Santam Emerging Business Insurance product. The insurance solution is designed to provide very small and informal businesses with business insurance, targeting specifically the fast-growing and valuable township economy. To explain this development further, I am joined by Dave Gould. He is the CEO of Vulindlela Underwriting Managers at Santam. Welcome, Dave, and thanks for joining us on the pod.
Thank you, Conan. I appreciate the invite.
Dave, just first things first, can you tell us about what Santam is trying to achieve here through this insurance offering?
Conan, I think really it's trying to reach the uninsured small emerging business market. There haven't traditionally been products for the market, especially on asset insurance, to insure the asset stock contents and all the assets we take for granted that are easy to insure in more formal economies. It's really to create a product that's easy accessible with a low price point to reach the uninsured small business market.
And just speak to us about that market. How big is this market compared to the insured market? And where is Santam seeing that these businesses are not being served well or their needs aren't being met?
So the first question is a tricky one because no one's really sure what the size of the market is. There's various bits of research that I've seen. My estimate is somewhere around 500,000. Emerging informal businesses in the country, but I could be way off. You know, as some people say 200,000, I've heard of even 2 million, but there's no real register for it. Very informal, not registered on any, obviously, CRPC or tax base or anything like that. So I'm sorry, I can't answer you much more clearer than that. And the second question, Akona, just refresh me.
If you can touch on which needs are not being met currently that you feel need to be met through this insurance offering.
The market's underserviced across the board. I think the only products really there are funeral cover. You know, I'm really talking in the low LSM, low premium market. Other than that, there isn't much coverage at all. There's underservicing across the assets of the trader. You know, let's say it's a small trader, spaza shop. The assets, the stock, tools, the furniture in there is not covered. The building itself, it could be a container that they operate out of, that's not covered. Currently, there's no products for that. Things like liability cover, personal accident, all of that. Even assets, business or risk assets like a cell phone, tablet or laptop. There are products for it, but very underserviced market. Yeah. Let's say there were 500,000 emerging businesses in South Africa, as I estimate, 95% would be uninsured, at least, maybe more. Yeah. No insurance for their assets, yeah.
Yeah, that's a sobering estimate that you've got there, Dave. And in terms of the qualifying criteria, can you speak to us on that? Small businesses, what qualifying criteria should small businesses have or meet in order to access the solution? I mean, you just mentioned now examples of SMEs. You mentioned spaza shops, people with containers doing various things. For example, I've seen that you require an turnover of not more than 2 million rands annually, but how far below are you willing to go in terms of the businesses that you cover? I'm thinking if I run a fresh produce business and I have a little store on the side of the road, do I qualify? Who exactly are you speaking to here?
You would be the perfect person if you did that. So we have made the product as inclusive as possible. As I say, we're only really exclusive on the top end. So if your turnover is above that amount, we believe the product's perhaps not enough cover for you or perhaps too simple. And there's many other products for that. You know, there's these business products that have been around for 100 years. So below that, we include all business types of emerging businesses. Our only exceptions would be hazmat, which is hazardous materials, and fuels, flammable fuels and liquids. Other than that, we open DJ, spaza shop, tavern, beauty spa, nail treatment center. Car wash, butcher, baker, you know, so qualifying criteria, we've removed them. to all intents and purposes.
And in terms of businesses, because a lot of informal businesses and really small businesses that are probably run, some of them with not any real sophisticated systems, might not be registered with the CIPC, for example, or aren't paying tax. Obviously, there's VAT that's included, but they aren't really a tax-paying establishment. Are those critical to access this insurance? Will you have to be registered with SARS, registered with the CIPC? What does that layout look like?
No, not at all. I think if we had that criteria, we wouldn't really have any clients on the product. You know, I think these are really informal traders, sole proprietors, in fact, which obviously sole proprietors don't need to register on CIPC because it's not a company or so there's no requirement at all for CIPC registration. In terms of SARS registration, no, it's not a criteria on our side at all either. It's not a criteria on business insurance in general to be SARS registered. It's not. It's up to the client to follow that those legal requirements. But in our experience, this market that we're approaching is way below the tax threshold anyway. So even if they were registered, they wouldn't be paying any tax. So I would say, largely speaking, unregistered with SARS and definitely unregistered with CIPC.
So really going far to reach as many of those really small and informal businesses in that sector. And then with regards to premiums, I think many will be interested in the premium range that you guys are having on offer. Can you touch on that range and also what each premium range would cover in terms of claims processes and having to claim?
Yeah, that's a good question, Akonia. So we create bespoke premiums for business partners, like, for example, Moya and MTN and various partners, and they've got different price point appetites. But for example, our one product starts at 75 Rand a month and goes up to 195 a month, which is really small premium for commercial insurance. I mean, most insurers wouldn't look at a policy less than 500 a month, for example. So ours starts at 75 up to 195. We can go higher, obviously, but and apply more cover. And we're even looking at going under 50, around about 50 Rand per month. I think even that is possible to run a product at that level. And for that, all our products automatically include the right cover, says we're right cover. No matter what price point, there's 500,000 Rands worth of right cover, which really have served this market well in the looting and writing we saw in July 2021. That would have really helped. But, the product wasn't available. No products were. So it's one of the reasons we introduced. Also, we would then cover some stock and contents up to various limits. Not high limits, 50, we'll go up to 100,000 on stock and contents. And we will cover cell phone cover and personal accident, also up to 25,000 or more, depending on the appetite. So, we're really trying to go low, if that makes sense. Stay simple. Act as an incubator for that small business. And as they grow, they can then take up more cover and then even move out of our ecosystem into the traditional insurance ecosystem, which is largely looks like a broker for advice and larger, bigger product cover types. Yeah. So it's the introduction, I suppose you might want to call it the funeral cover of asset insurance. It's the introduction to insurance for this market. That's what we've tried to create.
Sure. I'm interested in the hopes that you have for this kind of insurance offering. I mean, you mentioned the July riots and everyone is still quite fresh in our memories, just those visuals of what happened there. Some people lived that and a lot of businesses suffered as a result and some of them even closed down. How important would an insurance offering of this nature be in ensuring that a disaster like that of the July unrest or the flooding KZN and I think the Eastern Cape as well does not result in the closing of shop?
Absolutely. That's, that is the motivation behind starting developing the product at the beginning of last year. Because again, no one really knows how many businesses closed down after looting, small businesses, because there was no real record for it. They weren't claiming from anyone. They didn't have the SARS right cover as it is because there was no product for it. My estimates and perhaps in the tens of thousands of businesses that closed down, or at least in the thousands, because they had no cover. So whatever was stolen from them, it was not replaced. And these small businesses, as you would guess, will know, don't have a huge cash kitty to draw on. So a lot of them closed. And again, with the flood you mentioned, similar principles. And they would have, if the client was insured with this product, they would have had cover on both those incidences with us. And to replace that level of stock, to replace their stock, get the building up and start trading again.
Well, definitely going to be a welcomed resource from the small business sector. I'm pretty sure of that. Santam has partnered with data-free app, Moya App, to aid in the rollout of this insurance offering. Why was Moya App the correct partner for this project?
Again, because it's inclusive, Akona. Moya is a fantastic app. It's South African built and developed and owned. So if you picture WhatsApp, which we all know and love and use, it's that and more. So, you know, Moya has the chat facilities, it has group chats, and just like you would know with WhatsApp, but it goes quite far beyond that. It's got something called Discover, which is data-free access to information across the board, sport, news, business, you know, headlines, health, various sectors or interest groups. And within that, there's data-free URLs. So the person accessing it through their smartphone doesn't even need data on their smartphone to access that. All they need to be is a Moya client. And all they need to do for that is download the Moya app and register on Moya. Also, what Moya have is Moya Pay, which is a payment wallet, electronic wallet. I would assume you'd know what that is. It's like an electronic bank account at far lower cost and far more accessible. And so they've got Moya Pay functionality. So it was when they approached us, you know, for a product for their clients, it was such an easy, it's been a wonderful journey with them. I mean, we've had a great, great relationship since end of last year. We started building the product in January and we went live on it last week. Yeah. So it's been a great partnership and totally anyone can access it and have all those facilities, the data-free applications, the Moya Pay wallet, and our product is really live and that people can take the product up. And sorry if I'm going on a bit here, but this is really exciting. A client can get the full cover with the policy wording and schedule in their hands within 1 minute and 35 seconds on their smartphone.
So what I'm getting here, the sense is Moya App is designed to be a one-stop shop here for small businesses interested in this. But I'm wanting to build a bit on that just to get clarity on how people could access this insurance product. We know that the broker insurer has been a great part of the Sanlam business, Santam's parent company. How much of a role will brokers play here? Can I, as a small business, informal business looking to access this product, go straight to Santam or do I have to access it through a broker?
The product currently is only accessible from Moya. That's the access point, which is wonderful because it's not exclusive. It's 24/7. There's no call center engagement. You could purchase it Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, you know. So the only you'd need to download the Moya app, as I say, through your Play Store. It's not, by the way, Apple operating system compliant. It's an Android system, which the market likes. And download the app, open up a Moya Pay wallet, and access the product. Very lovely because it's 24/7, 365, accessible to everyone. That's not just small business. Obviously, you don't have to be a business person. If I was a small business trader, I would absolutely access that app and it, you can do your business on it and your financials through the app and access the product and get cover as well.
Sure, and I'm glad you add that nugget there about the app being available to Android phones, because we do know that Android has quite a great reach in that segment of informal and small business owners, because it has the smart functions, also quite cheaper as well in terms of the affordability scale.
Yes, correct.
So I think that's a great nugget.
Yeah, so it's a great partnership for us. And I mean, they've, I think, currently got around about 500,000 Moya Pay wallet clients. And we focus on those. You'd need to be a Moya Pay client because that's how premium is paid. We do not do debit orders, Akona. We don't like them. We don't believe it's for the market at all. It's very high cost. If there's a debit bounce, it's a very high cost, that client. It's not effective. In fact, a lot of these clients don't even have a bank account, to be fair. So we do not do debit orders. It's all what we call push payment. So the client decides when to pay, and it's done through the Moya Pay wallet on their own bank, effective their own little bank account, which is a electronic wallet on their smartphone. So all those clients that example you used, fresh produce trade on the side of the road, you need a smartphone and some produce.
Mm-mm. And then just quickly on the claims process, is that also being done via the Moya app?
Yeah, correct. All online. We've made sure it's a fully digitized product. There's no other avenue to access anything, the servicing, the claims, all of that. And claim payments then get paid back into the Moya account because, again, clients might not have formal bank accounts. and we would then make the claim payment back into the Moya, the person's Moya Pay wallet, which from there they could use to buy new produce or whatever they need to get back and up and running as soon as possible. So claims, yes, definitely online through the application as well.
And then lastly, Dave, just speaking on how Santam is marketing the insurance product to these relevant SMEs, how are you going about reaching the clientele that you're targeting? Are there people going out to these communities? What is your marketing strategy here?
So in terms of marketing, we're marketing to their client base at the moment, which is extensive, well over 5 million normal users and over around 500,000 Moya Pay users with wallets. So that's our marketing into that market. And we do that through what we call broadcast campaigns, where we're informing that client base of the product. And then from there, we'll also extensively through social media, creating awareness around the product and what's covered and creating the appetite there. But it's not going to be a sort of a sending agents out into the field type. With premiums that low, it's just not possible to cover those costs, you know. Premiums too low to have, you know, cover the cost of transport and sending live agents. So it's very much a social media type of marketing, very much electronic, digital marketing. Is that to answer that question?
I guess word of mouth as well would be added to that, right?
Always word of mouth. Yeah, that we hope will be. It's always there, but we're going very much digital marketing. Yeah,
And that is Dave Gould, the CEO of Vulindlela Underwriting Managers at Santam, telling us about that emerging business insurance product that was launched at least a week ago, and just providing coverage for really small businesses and informal businesses to be able to soldier through really tough times that we've seen in the past. Thank you once again for joining us on the show, Dave.
Thank you, Corinne, and have a nice rest of the afternoon. Really appreciate being here.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please like and follow Small Business Conversations, and don't forget to share our episodes. If you want to contribute to the conversation, you can tweet me at @Machoba_A, or you can email us at smepodcast@manweb.co.za to share your thoughts and suggestions for future conversations. Until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za, the MoneyWeb app, or your favorite podcast platforms. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.